This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I'm pretty sure, well, I would hope anyway, that anybody who's been even half listening to this program over the past year or so has gotten a pretty good sense of what tariffs are. Taxes on things made in another country, imported here, traditionally used to protect one domestic industry or another. They've become front page news in the Trump administration, of course, as much for how the president is using them as for how he mischaracterizes them and their effects. But this is not a story about the Trump tariffs, because the fact is tariffs have been a part of this economy since the days of Alexander Hamilton. And what that's meant is that American companies have had to adapt. They've had to make and sell and buy and source with an extremely vigilant eye on tariffs. So what we're going to do today is tell the story of one company, a big retailer you are sure to be familiar with, that has been dealing with its set of tariffs for decades now, and how they have baked those tariffs into literally every stage of their manufacturing and sales process, and what that means for the stuff that you the consumer, wind up buying.
I'm Jeff Tews, Vice President of Global Customs and Trade.
Peter Bragdon, I'm Executive Vice President and Chief Administrative Officer.
At?
Columbia Sportswear.
You know Columbia, right? Outdoor and sports clothing, backpacks and hiking shoes, that kind of stuff. 6,500 full-time employees, more than $2 billion a year in sales, global manufacturing as well, but headquartered in Beaverton, Oregon, just outside Portland, which is where Jeff and Peter are sitting across a conference room table from me in a kind of a nondescript suburban office park, really. Jeff and Peter are basically the tariff guys at Columbia, or two of them, anyway.
Yeah, I have a whole team of people that work together with the designers and developers and merchandisers and with customs, actually, to ensure that while during the design process that we're considering the impact of tariffs.
Wait, back up. During the design process, so you are designing your goods to accord with American tariff policy.
That's right.
So you've got some stuff on the table there in front of me. Pick up one of them. And tell me how tariffs are affecting either your design, your sourcing, or the actual manufacture of that product.
Okay, well, this is a woman's shirt, and there's a particular what we call a tariff engineering that says if you have a pocket at or below the waist, the duty rate in this particular shirt, it's a man-made fiber shirt,
yeah,
goes from 27%. Duty to 16%.
Wait, sorry. So if that shirt was, so that shirt just as a regular shirt is 27%. But if you put a pocket below the waist, it goes to 16%.
Correct.
Okay, why?
Peter likes to tell that story.
Okay, Peter, tell me the story, man.
Well, it's the nurse pocket. It's a nurse pocket. And for some reason, that resulted at some point out of Washington, D.C., a reduction in duty. So it's a prime example of how the real designers of apparel and footwear in this country live on Capitol Hill.
Hang on, I'm going to play that again because it's important and you need to get what he's saying here.
It's a prime example of how the real designers of apparel and footwear in this country live on Capitol Hill.
Here's what that means. This nurse's pocket we're talking about, it's tiny. A 2, maybe a 3 or a 4 inch zipper sewn into the vertical seam on the side of an outdoorsy hiking shirt. If you were wearing it, the pocket would probably sit right about at your hip. And according to tariff rules that have been in effect since at least the 1980s, but probably earlier, women's upper body garments with pockets below the waist, that's a technical term, nurse's pocket is just shorthand, shirts with those pockets get a lower duty rate than shirts without them. Specifically, as Jeff said,
goes from 27% to 16%.
It's tough to find the exact reason why that is. You can read our best efforts at figuring it out at marketplace.org. But the point is that when the rules were written about which duty rates apply to which imported products, women's shirts with pockets below the waist got an advantage. So that tariff and dozens of others like it got internalized into the way Columbia does what it does, vertically integrated, if you will. That becomes completely clear in a room on the other side of the building filled with prototypes and fabric swatches and pictures of generations worth of Columbia merchandise. Tell me who you are and where we are.
You're in Woody Blackford's office.
Are you Woody Blackford?
I'm Woody Blackford.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so I'm not an imposter.
Woody's the Vice President of Innovation and Design.
And then you also have Becca Johnson here.
Becca, you're on. Tell me who you are and what you do here.
I'm Becca Johnson, and I am an innovation designer. So I design all the different various types of products that we create here at Columbia Sportswear.
There are actual designers like Becca, but Woody's team's got material scientists on it, too. Lab coats, petri dishes, that whole thing. They're working on new textiles, and that, in this company, also means thinking about tariffs.
I was talking to Jeff earlier about this idea of tariff engineering.
Oh, yes, tariff engineering.
Well, say more.
Yeah. Well, that's something, you know, a little saying I have sometimes, and this is particularly for the U.S. marketplace, yeah. is, you know, designed by customs.
Customs officials, right?
Yeah. Because there's this set of esoteric rules that we've learned. Sometimes we'll follow them in order to get a better value equation.
If I say nurse's pocket to you, do you know what that is?
That's one of those lower pockets with yeah.
Well, so Becca knows about it. So I'm gonna go to Becca
on that.
So seriously, if I say nurse's pocket to you as a design specialist,
yep.
And the nurse's pocket is a pocket below the waistline that mm-hmm. then gets a shirt a greatly reduced tariff rate. Mm-hmm. What is your design engineer and specialist gut saying about that?
Thankfully, within outdoor, I'm able to use that pocket for a functional purpose. So we usually call it a chapstick pocket or a key pocket or something that aids into an outdoor function. So we don't necessarily use it to hinder us. We usually try to spin it to something that's actually functional.
I love the chapstick pocket. That's great.
Yeah.
But bottom line, you got to put it on there. Because
yeah.
that's what the tariffs are dictating you do.
Yeah. It's been interesting over the years. If I add that pocket, I'm actually able to then up-level the style in other ways because I use that duty savings to then give the consumer maybe extra venting or extra something else. So I'm able to engineer it in a way where I have to do those to be able to get the consumer what I think they need.
Translation? That tariff engineering at every stage of the production and design process, like that chapstick pocket, lets her add features that would be too expensive to produce if the shirt was taxed at 27% instead of 16%. Politicians and regulators making the rules, then Columbia figuring out how to work with those rules to its advantage, gets us to you. Because dry and minutely detailed as they are, the hows and whys of tariff law show up when you, otherwise tariff-unaware consumer, go shopping, which is what we did at the Columbia outlet just down the road from headquarters, technically the Columbia Company Employee Store.
I should get a job here, man. Look at these markdowns.
You don't actually have to be an employee to shop here, but you do need an invite. Mine was from Russell Anderson. He's the head of Columbia's retail operations.
Hi, Russell. Kai Rizdal. Nice to see you.
Hi,
Rizdal.
Let me introduce Lily. She's our GM for the store.
I'm Kai. Nice to see you.
Nice to meet you.
Also, Lily Long, the store's general manager. I asked him to show me around just
one
a bit.
Of my favorites. Wow. Swimwear over on that backside over there.
I did not know Columbia did swimwear.
Yes, Prana does swimwear. Does a really nice line of them.
There's right. Columbia stuff, obviously. Also Mountain Hardware, Prana, and Sorel, all brands that Columbia Sportswear owns.
So as we walk over here, you'll see we'll get into rainwear and outerwear.
Yeah.
So I usually stop here. You'll notice this piece right here is probably one of my favorites.
It's a raincoat?
It is. Yeah, well, it's a remarkably ultra-lightweight raincoat.
So it's $100 retail, $60 here. That's not a bad deal.
Sure. We're trying to let our employees feel like there's a benefit to working here.
So you're wearing Columbia. Are you wearing Columbia?
I'm wearing Prana. So you asked me my favorite stuff, and I was wearing Prana.
Okay, all right. Who else? What are you wearing?
Columbia.
What are you wearing? Columbia. Just wearing Columbia. Wearing Columbia? Wow. Columbia. It's like a cult.
Well, you know, this is what's putting the food on the table.
And then I got around to the thing that I actually came to ask.
All right, Lily, you ready? I got a tariff question for you.
All right.
Do you ever have consumers coming into you, women consumers, saying, I need a shirt that has a pocket right here?
Not maybe in a specific spot, but definitely where they can have a small pocket for putting their keys, like if they were running. So, for example, we have a shirt right over here.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. There it is. There's the nurse's pocket.
Yeah.
Except it's a pocket. Chapstick pocket or whatever.
So if they were going hiking or something, they can just put their keys in here. And as you can see, it's a part of the seam. So it's not like it's like bulging out or anything.
Wow. That's kind of amazing, actually. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks,
you can get back to work now and actually, do your jobs.
So, what's the moral of the story here anyway, other than you get a convenient place to put your chapstick or your keys? Maybe it's just that tariffs have been a part of this economy forever and that they really matter. They matter because they change how companies behave. They change what consumers can buy and they change the way the economy works. The global economy, actually. You can check out a map of where Columbia makes its products to see what I'm talking about. Also, a picture of those pockets we mentioned. It's at marketplace.org.